Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Fabulous Fresh Touch with Mary Tisdale Green, host and author of three books, Forgive As You Go, Growing My Faith Garden, and a remix of the first book, Flush, also known as Mrs. Fabulous. Fabulous because that is who she is. Fresh touch because if you touch her life, that's exactly what you're going to get. She is a motivational encourager who cherishes the gifts God has given. She carries out her divine appointment by God as a customer service agent for Jesus, going about servicing the souls of people she meets, if only for a minute, hour, day, month, year, a lifetime, as she enjoys her journey of purpose. And now, here's your host, Mrs. Fabulous.
And welcome to Fabulous Fresh Touch Ministry. I am your host, CEO of Fabulous Fresh Touch Ministry, author and motivational encourager, Dr. Mary Tisdale Green, also known as Mrs. Fabulous. I am living my journey of purpose that God has given me. Jeremiah 29:11. And it says, He knows the plans that He has for me. And I am so glad that God does, and that I am leaning on Him and trusting Him to show me what it is that He would have me do. And He told me who I am. He told me that I am a customer service agent for Him. And what I do is service the souls. And how do I do that? By encouraging others, by encouraging you. And then He's given me the tool to do that through, and that's through this broadcast, to encourage others. And not only through the broadcast, but through the teaching at the nursing home, and through and everywhere that I go, that encouraging somebody through the devotionals on Facebook, through the books that the Lord has given me to write. I am a customer service agent for Him, and what I do is service souls. I am a practicing believer. If you don't practice what you do, you won't really become excellent at it. Excuse me. You have to practice your craft, whatever it is. You get better as you practice. So I practice living the Word of God, and so that I will have the God habit. That's the habit that I have. I don't have other habits. I have the God habit because this is my life and this is what I practice. So I am so encouraged in God on today, and I thank Him, excuse me, for being in my life. And I am so glad that you are here with me, that you have turned aside to listen to the broadcast on today and to be encouraged in the Lord. Every one of us at some point in our lives need to be encouraged. And I want to encourage you today in being confident in God's love. You can relax in God's love and know that you are taken care of. Confident, He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High, excuse me, shall abide under the shadows of the Almighty, can be confident. He that dwelleth in God's house, in God's dwelling place can be confident that they are protected under God's wing. His love. So confident in God's love is what we are talking about on today. And I hope that you are encouraged and that you are confident in the love that God has for you. I am on this journey and I'm enjoying it. I just love it. I love it and I thank God for it. So on today, I want you to come and pray with me. Come join me. Bring your minds in and come and let's pray together. Let's talk to the Lord about whatever is going on in your life, and I'm praying for whatever's going on in my life. And he said that we could touch and agree on whatever it is, and that he would be in the midst, and he will take care of it. Because he said we could cast all, not some of our cares, but we can cast all of our cares upon him because he cares for us. Do you know that? Are you confident in that love that God cares for us? Oh, my. What a joy. What a peace to be confident in the love of God. Not how much I love him, but how much he loves me. All right. Well, come go with me and let's talk to him for a few minutes about this great love that he has for us. Thank you, Lord. And let's enter into that love. Enter into that rest. Enter into that peace. And enter into his care. And we thank him for it. Father, we come before you today thanking you and magnifying you, God, for the love that you have for us, God. We thank you for that, God. Thank you that we can be confident in your love for us, God, in the name of Jesus, and that we will dwell in that secret place of yours, God. We thank you that you're so great, that you're so worthy of every one of our praises. If we have displeased you, God, in any way on today, God, please forgive us. And we thank you for it right now. For it's one day at a time, God. And help us to take that one day at a time, God. And help us to live each day, God, to the fullest, oh God, in the name of Jesus, as we represent you, God. And we thank you for it right now, God. Father, would you look on the saints everywhere and bless them, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Have mercy today, God. Have mercy today, God, in the name of Jesus. For surely goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. We greatly appreciate you, Father, for all that you've done, Lord. You've already done, God. Your finished work, God. You finished it, Lord. In the name of Jesus, help us, Lord, to finish our race, God. Help us to finish it, oh God, that you be well pleased with us, God. In the name of Jesus, thank you for that love that you have for us, God. Help us to keep digging, searching for that love, God, that we have, that assurance, that confidence in your love, God. And we thank you for it right now, God. Now bless your people everywhere, God. Look on our bishops, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Look on the elders, the ministers, the pastors, oh God, of the churches, God. Your lay people, God. Help us to mature in you, Lord, and come to that place of peace in you, God. In the name of Jesus. God bless your churches everywhere, God. Send your anointing, oh God, and anoint, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Let that revival break out in us, God, in the name of Jesus, for that longing for you, God, for that confidence, oh God, in you, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we magnify and glorify your holy name on today, God. What a mighty God. What a mighty God we serve on today. And we thank you for that, God, for you're our giant. You're our giant, God. And everything else, God, is grasshoppers before you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. And that's why we come to you, God. And we thank you, Lord. You said, call you up. Thank you, Lord. Tell you all about our problems, all about our situations, God. And you would be right there in the midst of it, God. And we thank you. Thank you for healing, oh God. Healing of our minds, oh God. Healing of our bodies and healing of our spirits, God. As we stand on your mighty word, God, in the name of Jesus, in Proverbs, God, in the name of Jesus, 4:22-22, God. And it says that your word is our medicine, Lord. We're taking our dose on today, God. Our dose of your word, God. For it is our medicine, Lord. And it's health. Thank you, God. And it's life to all of our flesh. For your word is alive and it's well, God. And we're taking our medicine, God, on this Wednesday, God, in the name of Jesus, in April the 12th of 2017, God. Taking our dose, God. We're reading the prescription, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And we're following the prescribed word that you've given us. Thank you for your love letter to us on today of your word, God. And we magnify you and we glory in you. And we give you all the praises on today, God. Now bless your people everywhere, God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for what you're doing right now, God, in our lives, oh God. We thank you for what you've already done, God. Thank you for what you're about to do, God, in the name of Jesus. And we magnify you, God, that we're saved, that we're sanctified, that we are filled with the precious gift that you have given us, God, of the Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. Your comfort, God, thank you for it on today. Comfort your people, God. Comfort them, God, in the name of Jesus. While it's yet called today, comfort your people, Lord, in the name of Jesus, and help them and let them be, God, confident in your love for us, God. Thank you now, God. And you said that we would acknowledge you, Father, in all of our ways and our doings, that you would direct us. And we thank you right now. In Jesus' name, we pray. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for this prayer, God. Thank you for your anointing, oh God. In the name of Jesus, your direction, Lord, your wisdom, your knowledge, and your understanding, oh God. Thank you for it right now, God. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Thank you for your blessings on the broadcast today, God. As your people tune in and as they are healed, whatever that situation, God, is in their lives, and they need you to represent, God, them right now in strength. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for the joy of the Lord is our strength. And the strength of the Lord is our joy. Thank you for that confident love that you have for us. In your name we pray today. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Amen and amen. And we thank God today. We thank him. We thank him for prayer. Thank God for his anointing on today as we go into his word confident in God's love. And we thank him for the prayer, for prayer is always in order. Prayer. Man ought to always pray and never faint. It's no time for fainting, but it is time that we pray, that we be about the Father's business. But how can we be about his business if we don't know what his business is for us? So we have to pray and ask God. We got to sup with him and he with us so that we can know what it is that God would have us to do. And if you don't have anything else or you just want to pray, with someone, well, you can call us up. On every Monday through Friday, we are praying from 7:15 to 7:30 on the conference line, and we are praying and believing God for each day. For it's one day at a time, and we've got to learn to live that and to start our mornings out with prayer, talking to the one that can and will do more than we ever could do or expect. Oh, I tell you, it's just a joy, loving and getting to know God better, confident in God's love. Now, if you need a motivational encourager to come where you are and speak a word and encourage the people where you are, you can go to my email address at mgreen60818@yahoo.in. And if you would like to check out my books or just check me out, who is Dr. Mary Tisdale Green? You can go to my website and check me out at www.fabulousfreshtouch.com. Yes, fabulousfreshtouch.com. God gave me that topic, that name for my ministry, Fabulous Fresh Touch, because he gave me fabulous for me to encourage me to do excellent work on his program, that whatever he gives me, to do my best at it, because he wants my best. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And then he said, fresh touch. He said, because if people touch your life, that's exactly what they're going to get. They're going to get a fresh touch. Thank you, God, in the name of Jesus, because I'm practicing the God habit. I'm practicing living this life, this journey that I'm on. I'm practicing living the Word of God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So, check me out. Check me out. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And we thank God. Confident in God's love. Confident in God's love. Are you confident in his love? What is my evidence? What is my evidence of God's love for you and for me? Yes, I thank God for the confident. And you know, it takes me back. Thank you, God. It takes me back. Thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Thank you. Thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Takes me back, takes me back, takes me back. Thank you, God. Oh, I magnify God for his word on today. What is my evidence, thank you, God, of God's love for you and for me? And it's John 3:16, that God so loved us. He so loved us, and he so loved us, that he gave his only son. He sent his only son into the world as a sacrifice to grow up and get to know people, walk this earth 33 years, and then become a sacrifice to bring us back into relationship with him. Oh, my God. What a love. What a love. What a love. Thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. What a love. A confident love. A confident love. Confident in the love that God has for us. Thank you, Lord Jesus. That's what we ought to be. We ought to be confident in that love that he has for us. So we got to dig deeper. We got to go a little bit deeper and search out this love that God has for us. Confident. What does it mean, this confident love, this self-assured, assured, self-confidence, positive, assertive, self-possessed, self-reliant, poised, competent. You're competent in that love. I'm competent in the love that God has for us. That competent love. What a mighty God that we serve on today. Having or showing great faith in oneself or one's ability, you'll need to be confident even in the race of rejection. Ain't that something? Even in the race of rejection, when we are being rejected, when we are being talked about, when we are being misused, misrepresented, however we're being rejected, we've yet got to have that confidence, even in the face of rejection. If you want to pursue a career in anything, assured, secure, self-asserting. So we've got to be competent in God's love. We've got to be assured. You know, some years ago, I backslid. And I was in that place where I had that assurance of God's love for me. And when I backslid, I lost that assurance that I had. And I have been searching and searching to get back in that place of that love. And until today, in my search of this topic and just going over the last month or so, just looking into how much God loves me. I want you to take a look at it for yourself, how much God loves you, and gain the confidence and look at that confident assurance. So that was the thing that I had. I had that assurance in God's love. And oh, it just feels so good to know that here it is again. Here it is again. That assurance. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And it's in His love. Oh, my God. Thank you, God. I am enjoying my journey as I get to know God better on my way home. We often travel, me and my family, and I love to stop in the different states and learn about them, their favorite foods, and I love to taste them. Well, God says, oh, taste and see that He's good. Oh, my goodness, His love for us. Taste it and see. So on this spiritual journey today, I am stopping at a deeper understanding of God's love for me. This is the place that I'm stopping, that I'm checking it out. I'm checking it out. And I'm tasting and seeing about God's love, His love for me. There is so much evidence in God's love letter, the Bible, to us. So much love that He has inspired others to write. The love that He has for us. He died. He sent His Son. His Son, the Word, became flesh and dwelled among us. And then He died on the cross for us, that we would be reunited with God, with Daddy. He did that for us. He shows us in every chapter of His love. This thank you, Lord Jesus, to be sure of God's love, confident, brings even richer blessings. When we are confident in his love, it brings even richer blessings into our lives. It is the major secret. Hallelujah. It's the major secret. Thank you, God. Of God's joy, his peace, freedom, confidence, and self-respect. This is why Paul prays, as he does in Ephesians 3, 18 and 19, that we may have power together with all the Lord's people to grasp how wide and how long and how high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Ephesians 4 and 13 says, until we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature, obtaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. He did not extend his love to you only after you turned to him. He didn't do it after just because we came to him. But even before we came, when we were yet sinners, God extended his great love to us. He extended his greatest gift of love to you and I, even while we were headed the wrong way. Even when we were yet sinners, God extended his love. He extended his love. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Job 40 and 23 says, indeed the river may rage, yet he is not disturbed. He is confident, though the Jordan gushes into his mouth. Psalms 27 and 3 says, though an army may encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war may rise against me, in this I will be confident. Proverbs 14 and 16, a wise man fears and departs from evil, but a fool rages and is self-confident. Romans 2 and 19 says, and are confident that you yourself are a guide to the blind, a light to those who are in darkness. Confident in God's love is where we have got to live. I am so thankful to God on today that he has given us this opportunity to get to know him. And get to know him better, know better about the love that he has for us. Philippians 1 and 6 says, being confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in us, in you, complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. So we can be confident, confident. That's where to go get confident in his love, in the love that God has for us. Oh, my God, everything else is taken care of. He finished it. He finished it. He finished his course. All we have to do now is lean and depend on God. Our prayer for today, Lord, you have demonstrated your love for us. Help us to get it. You loved us so that you looked and look beyond our faults, and you see our need even today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Until the next time, be confident in God's love. Bye-bye.